Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome to Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 5.
Saison 5, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant,
now,
lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, thank you for being with us today. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. Today, I'm going to read a presentation by French architect Laure Saunier, who works between Paris and the south of France on a variety of projects, both private and public. Let her presentation take you away. Portrait. Let me introduce myself. I am Laure Saunier, DPLG architect of the French architecture agency LS Architecture. LS Architecture is based in Paris and Béziers, a small town in the south of France near the Mediterranean Sea. The agency was created 14 years ago. I studied architecture at the Montpellier School of Architecture and computer science applied to architecture at the Faculty and School of Architecture in Marseille. After my graduation, I worked as project manager from 2004 to 2012 in French architectural agencies, Rudy Ricciotti, Yves Lyon, Manuel Gautran. I managed teams and mainly developed public projects, school and cultural, and some private projects, collective housing. I decided to found LS Architecture in 2010 when I felt capable of managing all phases of a project. My project / architectural practice. Like many young architects, I started by renovating apartments in Paris. After that, I built prefabricated garages near Paris and a municipal steel technical center near Béziers. Since it existed, LS Architecture has developed all types of projects: individual and collective housing, school buildings, offices, industrial buildings, private and public. The agency delivered, among other things, a post office, a school restaurant, a leisure center. In each of its projects, the agency puts the user at the center of the project. The use of natural light is also at the origin of all projects. One of my favorite projects, / my first project, the Municipal Technical Center of Valras-Plage. Built in 2015, the Valras-Plage Municipal Technical Center is made up of two buildings, two storage buildings. The site already housed a building which served as a garage for municipal vehicles and a small house which housed the office of the site manager. The city needed storage buildings and an unloading dock. The two sheds were installed on the outskirts of the plot. They are closing the site. One building is open, the other is closed. At the request of customers, both are uninsulated steel structures. Both have cladding, which forms a single unit between the facade and the roof. The roofs are made of a folded metal sheet. Their floors are raised to avoid marine submersions. My last project, a house in the south of France. The order slash the context. The clients, people over 70 years old, decided in 2020 to sell their big house on several levels with a swimming pool, to move into a house where they will have the living room and a master bedroom on the ground floor, all accessible from a garden. By geographical choice and by opportunity, they bought this house which did not correspond to their needs. Garage and laundry room on the first floor, living room, kitchen and bathroom on the second floor, and bedrooms on the third. This house had never been renovated and didn't match with current aesthetic and comfort standards. They therefore needed to transform it and were not afraid to take on major work. The existing. The first floor, garage, laundry room, technical rooms, had few altitude levels, a very low ceiling height, and was entirely opaque to the garden. The second floor consisted of a corridor leading to a kitchen, two small adjoining rooms, and a bathroom. A large staircase occupied a significant part of the space between the second and the third floor. The third floor consisted of a bathroom and three bedrooms, one of which offered a clear view of the city. The house didn't open to the garden and was relatively dark. The implementation. The project was implemented in a similar way to the existing layout, with three facades extending around three streets and a facade on the garden. At the request of the city's training services, all the peripheral walls and their openings on the road had to stay identical. On the garden, however, a completely open facade was deployed, extended by a large terrace, allowing the transition to the garden. The entrance to the house has been preserved at the corner of two roads, at the junction between an existing part and an extension part. A new building has taken place in the garden, consisting of a cellar at garden level and a garage at high street level. The volumes. The house project developed around four volumes. Each volume offers different heights and is topped with accessible roof terraces to enjoy the view of the city. Layout of space. The house had three levels originally and now two levels in the project. The first floor now accommodates independent accommodation with a large kitchen, a toilet, a living dining room, a bedroom, a bathroom, and a dressing room, laundry room. The second floor accommodates a space for guests, composed of a toilet, a bedroom and its independent terrace, a guest bedroom slash office, a bathroom and a common terrace, allowing access to the roof terrace, which dominates the city, the rooftop. The separation of spaces results in an active strip on the street side with the serving spaces, toilets, bathrooms, laundry room, and the served spaces, living, dining room and bedrooms, facing the garden. This arrangement makes it possible to manage both privacy and acoustics. The materials. In order to control the budget, in the midst of a period of inflation and explosion in the cost of construction, the choice of LS architecture was simple. Concrete posts and beams, mixed concrete slash wood floors, filling of walls with concrete agglomerate blocks, interior insulation, smooth white coating on the facades to manage overheating in summer, white powder coated aluminum joinery, concrete slab on the first floor and wooden floor on the second. The main economy was an economy of materials. The choice, therefore, fell on the underside of the floors left exposed rather than covered with BA13, except where the heat pump and electricity networks pass. Likewise, on the ground floor, the paving was not covered with a floor covering, except in the toilets and laundry room. The concrete was sanded and varnished. The terraces. The existing house consisted of a single loggia on the ground floor, accessible from the laundry room corridor via an opaque door, all overlooking the garden. Today, the house offers four differently oriented terraces, offering various views of the garden or the city. The plot being small, the house, with all these outdoor spaces essential to life in the south of France, seems very large. The entrance facade. In order to deal with the angle between the kitchen extension volume and the existing volumes, an angled wall had to be built. It follows the plot boundaries, accommodating the entrance gate. Behind the latter is the entrance door, set back from the street, surmounted by the individual terrace of one of the rooms of the second floor. This in-between, providing shelter, could not be opaque. We, therefore, chose to treat this new facade differently with a hold wall, such as one found in the form of Musharrabiyeh in Spain. This filter makes it possible to both manage natural light and provide a temperate space in summer. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. And see you next Wednesday for our new Comme d'Archi in English. Until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Robourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.